All right. We appreciate everyone that's been riding with us as we've been trying to raise funds here at KPFK. This has been a journey. And we have raised some money. You know, there have been people who've donated during our show, and we appreciate each and every one of you. We see the donations coming, we get a report. And that really matters. And we also know that there are a lot of people who listen to the show because we see those numbers too. And there are more people that could donate. And I want to talk to you if you're one of those people who hasn't donated before the show is over. Donald Trump's FCC is making cuts to public radio. So now more than ever, radio stations are listener supported. And this station is and has been listener supported. And things recently got a little bit more challenging. And so these asks that we've been making of you are not just asks so that we can have extra nice equipment and get better mics and stuff like that. No, it's so we can operate the radio station. You know, we've said it the whole campaign that none of this money comes to us. We are volunteering our time and our bandwidth. And, you know, we're professionals. Q and I are professional broadcasters. We have a background in professional broadcasting where we're compensated for the words that we say for decades. And that is not the case here at KPFK. We're here at KPFK because we believe in it. We believe in this show. We believe in this station. And this partnership works. And in order for it to continue, we need your support. Indeed, you're listening to the show right now. So our hope is that you see value in this program. Today is the last day of fundraising for us. And so we're trying to go out with a bang. We set a goal to get $1,000 in donations during this episode. And we've received some donations, and I think we can get some more. So again, now we're asking you listening right now, if it's $5, it's $10, whatever it is you have, it will help us toward that goal. 818-985-KPFK. 818-985-KPFK. Or if it's easier, go online to kpfk.org. Either way, it's only going to take you a couple of minutes. And that $10 that you have, the $10 that you would have spent on coffee or the $10 that you would have spent on whatever, that will help keep this program and this station on the air so that we can continue to bring you relevant information that is unbiased, that is uncompromised. You know, the amount of journalistic work that goes into this program is crazy because we can't just take stuff off the shelf and just run with it. We have to verify, and we still don't get it wrong, but we do put the effort in, or we still don't get it right every time, I should say. But we put the effort in to try our best to bring you a credible program that is not affected by, you know, corporate dollars or, you know, political handcuffing, if you will, political restrictions. And so shows like that can't exist everywhere. Shows like this can't exist everywhere. And again, this is why we're so appreciative of being able to do what we think is right. We use our gifts. Once upon a time, we were, you know, giving away Cardi B tickets. We always say that we were giving away Cardi B tickets, and we were, stay tuned because we'll tell you who's dating who. And, you know, here's the latest song from Future. You know, that's our background. You know, being on TV and being on billboards and being on stages and all that sort of stuff. That's our background. We did this because we felt that this was necessary. This is the evolution of our careers into something that was, we felt, more meaningful. And we can't do that without your support. At the end of my life, and I don't want to speak for both of us, but I think that at least in part I can for you, Q, but at the end of my life, I want to look back and know that I did right by my people. I did right by the people who stood next to my people in support of my people, right? I didn't just take from my culture and not give anything back. I cannot live that life. When my children bury me, they're going to bury somebody that they're proud of. This is my hope. And this is my chapter as a result of that. And in order to complete that mission, we rely on partnerships like this one with KPFK. And if we're using our talents, not taking any money, then I think that we can ask for $5, $10 for you to help us if you believe in what we're doing, if you believe that this cause is just, right? So again, check out kpfk.org if that's easier for you, or you can call right now while you're listening to us, 818-985-KPFK. Once again, 818-985-KPFK. Only takes a couple minutes, only takes a couple dollars. But if we're able to continue to bring you this type of programming, if you see value in it and we're able to continue to bring it to you, then I think that that's a win-win. And the way that happens is, again, if you call 818-985-KPFK or you go to kpfk.org. And then, Q.
That number again, 818-985-KPFK or kpfk.org. If you've been paying attention, the lines have begun to blur between state-controlled, government-owned media, big businesses, media corporations are all seeming to be intertwined and pushing toward the same messaging. One of the things that happens in cases like that is that editorial independence, which is what Ramsey and I get to practice on a very regular basis, is very limited. Dissenting viewpoints, like Ramsey and I express on a very regular basis, are suppressed. And one of the ways to stay out of that fray and to avoid those governors, those limitations, and that control, to retain some autonomy and some freedom for fact-based, devoid of spin journalism. Notice that I didn't say unbiased, because Rams and I are clearly biased, but we are not lying to people, and we are not participating in full-fledged, false, bad faith propaganda. The freedom for you to hear multiple sides of an issue. Ramses, more than myself, invites those with opposing opinions onto our platforms so that you can hear not just our side of the story. Freedom to have locally produced news. I'm sitting in Los Angeles right now. I think that has some merit and some value to it. Ramses is from Compton, California. Freedom to support the local community, KPFK. Is your own, based here, serving you again, almost fully funded by the community. And even the freedom to not support this station. You know what I mean? And because of that, professionals like Rams and myself volunteer our time and our talent to make sure that this show is done. But we do need your help, and we do need your support for all of those things to be true. Right? So if you could, please pick up the phone, 818-985-KPFK or kpfk.org. It only take you a couple of minutes. If you see the value in what we do, if you appreciate what we do, contribute. And again, that money is not for Ramses. That money is not for Q. We will not see a dime of this money, but it will give us a place for our voices to be heard. And for you guys to get these stories from your perspective, from our perspective, with our voices. And it's very, very important, not being controlled by the big brother, not being told what positions that we are allowed to take, and continuing to show up for you. That number again, 818-985-KPFK, 818-985-KPFK. Or kpfk.org. Once again, it only take you a few minutes. Contribute what you can, and do your part to keep this station going.